Hello, 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木。
Hello, and I'm Zelina.
Hello, Zelina. How are you doing, Zelina?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. I went to Sanya last week.
Wow, how was it?
It was great. It's hot. I took lots of pictures, but I didn't take a selfie.
Why not?I thought almost everyone took selfies nowadays.
对，没有错。我刚刚跟这个 Zelina 说，这个上周我去了三亚去旅游，就是也没有什么，没怎么自拍啊。他就非常好奇，为什么我不去自拍？就是每次和朋友出去玩，就是拍拍照，喝喝东西。So today we're going to talk about selfie. 另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。的确啊，讲到这个自拍呢，我觉得 most of girls nowadays would like to take several pictures and post them on the moments, do you know moments?
Yeah,
from
WeChat?
WeChat, right. And Weibo, do you know that?
I know Weibo, don't use it though.
Just like Twitter in America.
Yeah, oh, it's like Twitter.
Yes.
Okay.
But they post a selfie without saying anything.
Selfie. A picture is 1,000 words.
Yes, I agree.
Well, I know in America it's quite common for people to take selfies. Yeah. Usually they post them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or you have a selfie video that you do with Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. So nowadays people can become what we call Instagram famous with selfies. So they use it as a way to get scouted.To become models.
Yes. 就像我们现在微博上的一些网红一样。Do you know the word, 网红 It means someone become famous because of selfies.
Oh.
Yes. Zelina 告诉我们啊，这个现在美国女孩子非常喜欢拍照求关注，其实和我们中国一样的。她用了一个非常特别的词叫做 scout。这是一个动词，表示搜索、侦查。比如说她刚刚说到的 get scouted, 就是被发现啊，被发现之后，哎，这个女生还长得真美。其实还没说完呢，女生的世界没有这么简单。After they take selfie, they need filter, right?
Filters.
Filters, yeah.
Filters are needed.They are so popular.
Yes.
They get rid of those like small imperfections that they don't like and they hide things. I think people use it because it's like using Photoshop,
yeah,
but simplified so that everyone can use it.
Yes, I think Photoshop is very difficult to use.
It's only for, I think, professionals or people who study it a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Filter 其实就是我们平时拍完照喜欢用的这个滤镜，它可以让照片变得更美，遮瑕嘛。更重要的是可以让人变得更美。还有啊，其实现在还有很多人呢，拍照都喜欢带一个这个自拍杆。Do you like using selfie stick?
Well, I rarely take selfies anyway, so I don't often use a selfie stick for pictures of myself. I usually use it when I want my pictures to be bigger. So I need to set the camera, like, farther away.
Yes.
When I use it for a selfie, it's a little difficult. I don't really like it, but I have short arms, so sometimes I have to use it.
我觉得这个 Selina 还是非常幽默的。原来我们的新朋友啊，他是很少自拍，其实我自己也很少自拍，用自拍杆啊，尤其是因为 Selina 自嘲说自己因为手比较短。然后呢，给大家讲一下这个 selfie 是自拍的意思 ，stick 就有杆的意思。那么 selfie stick 在一起呢，就表示我们经常用到这个自拍杆。那么 using one may look silly, but selfie sticks are still incredibly useful for taking pictures on your own.
Yeah, it's really useful when you travel by yourself.
Yes.
You don't always have someone to take pictures for you.And personally, I don't always want to give my phone to a stranger for them to take it. They might take my phone.
Yeah, it makes sense. 有的时候我们好像把手机随便给一个陌生人让他们给我们拍照还是确实有点不太放心。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注早安英文， 回复会员两个字就可以了。今天呢，我和 Zelina 分享了一些有关拍照的一些表达，比如说自拍杆啊怎么说，自拍怎么说，加滤镜怎么说。 Today we've shared some expressions about taking pictures.
Yes, we did. So, thanks for listening. And I'm Zelina.
我是木木，我们下期见啦，拜拜。